Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Comedian Dave Chappelle is now facing accusations of anti-Semitism. Now, this comes after his opening monologue over the weekend on Saturday Night Live.
He read a statement denouncing anti-Semitism and then joked, saying, "And that, Kanye, is how you buy yourself time." He then went on to talk about the perception of Jewish people running Hollywood, saying, it's not a crazy thing to think, but it's a crazy thing to say out loud." Nate Miller is a communications strategist, crisis PR expert, and founder and CEO of the PR firm Miller INK. Thank you so much for joining us. So did Dave Chappelle, in this atmosphere where people are very sensitive to this right now because of Kanye West in large part, did he skate up to the line or did he cross over the line?
You know, I think it depends who you're asking. And I think there's the valid question is, was he making a valid critique of cancel culture or was he making a problematic or hateful statement about Jews? And I think there's two questions you want to ask to understand that. The first is, what was his intent with the monologue? And the second is, what will the result be of the monologue that he gave? And I can just speak as a Jewish person, and, you know, I am a communication strategist as well, but you get a feeling. And it's hard to prove intent, of course, but you get a feeling that there's a sense of hostility and anger towards the Jewish community, including for perceived sins that we haven't actually committed. And he makes statements about that are obviously true, like that, you know, that there's a lot of Jewish people who happen to work in Hollywood, with others that are definitely false, like that he, you know, that the claim that the Jews are blaming Black Americans for persecution that we've experienced around the world. So I think, you know, there's a lot to ask there. And the Jewish community, no one in the Jewish community is saying that that Black Americans are responsible for persecution. What we are saying is that people need to be held accountable for how they use their platform. And I think the more important question, of course, is what is Dave Chappelle's, what's the result going to be of what he said? And I do think that there's valid and serious concern that he mainstreamed some ideas, he gave voice to ideas that lead to conflict, persecution, and in some case, even violence.
Nate, let me ask you, stop you and ask you something, to go back to something you said at the beginning about that one of the key questions to ask is intent. But is it fair to ask an audience to know what the intent of any comedian is when they deliver what the comedian might consider to be, rightly or wrongly, you know, biting satire or parody or comedy? Is it fair to shift the burden and say, well, we need to know what the intent is? How would you know that?
I think it's very, very hard to get at intent. And I think Dave Chappelle is a great satirist. He likes to push the limits. He likes to provoke. He likes to say things that make people uncomfortable. And I think that is generally a good thing. But if you're asking me why people are upset, there's a sense when you watch that monologue that, you know, a lot of it is not said in a spirit of jest. A lot of it is not said in a spirit of jest at all, but there is a sense of hostility underneath it that feels real for him, whether or not that is the case. And I do think there was a couple lines that I think were problematic, but beyond it, it's just more the general feeling. And the bigger question, I think the bigger concern for folks is, you know, that anti-Semitism is a real problem in America today. You know, people, you know, here in Los Angeles, we had a shooting in the North Valley JCC where people were murdered. We had people killed in Jersey City, in New Jersey, the Tree of Life Synagogue. People, you know, there's thousands of hate crimes against Jews reported in the U.S. every year. My kids go to Jewish schools. We go in every day through armed guards. And that is not normal for most Americans. And so the question is what Dave Chappelle said going to contribute to folks who are going to do things that are crazy? Or is it more generally going to create more conflict between communities, particularly the Black community and the Jewish community, which have a historically very important relationship?
So let me ask you, because I don't want to run out of time and I want to cover as much ground as we can. Does NBC then, because I also read a lot of criticism on social media directed at NBC, because presumably Lorne Michaels, the producer of the show, and others know in advance what any host, let alone somebody as controversial as Dave Chappelle, is about to say. So there has been a lot of criticism that I've read thus far aimed at NBC for allowing that and for normalizing, was a word that kept coming up, anti-Semitism. Do you think that that's a valid criticism of the network?
I think it's an important question for folks to consider. And my hope is that it can be a learning moment. You know, I think Dave Chappelle makes an important point about cancel culture and that people are afraid to, you know, I think it's bad for the culture when people are afraid to say what they, you know, and there's a chilling of speech, but I do think there's a sense of, there should be a sense of responsibility around certain issues like this. And also I think a lot of what Dave Chappelle said was just factually wrong. And so I do think that if somebody had done an edit of that monologue, I think it could have hit, you know, hit the mark, you know, it had the same effect without some of the pernicious stuff that I think people are really concerned about.
You know, it's definitely true that we live in a different time right now, because as I recall watching Monty Python way back when, one of the sketches they had was Adolf Hitler had moved to England and was running for an office, for political office in England, but pretending not to be Hitler, even though everybody knew he was Hitler. And this was just what? Just a few decades on from World War II. That was considered very funny, maybe a little cutting edge, but very funny. And then I thought, would that fly today? And not because we're not as funny as we used to be, but because we are more sensitive, because we have seen violence committed in the name of some of these ideas that comedians use as jokes that have leached into the conspiracy theory community and become a means of violence. As you say, you know, Jewish synagogues have been targeted and people have been killed over some of the stuff. And maybe we're more sensitive because of it right now. Yeah. So is the violence the cause of the cancel culture, or is the cancel culture the cause of the violence?
I think the question of, is what Dave Chappelle said, you know, reasonable, correct, well advised, and should he be canceled are two different questions. And I'm certainly never going to be one who's going to advocate for people to be canceled. I think that's a mistake. I do think the Monty Python thing, it's a different thing. That's a different genre. You know, we had the producers. There's been a lot of jokes around Hitler and things, and I do think that it's okay to joke about the Jewish community. It's just a question of, what is your intent of doing so, and are you representing total falsehoods that are used as a, you know, as a means, you know, to harm folks and to push people apart, and in some cases to commit violence.
You mentioned the producers, which of course is Mel Brooks, who's Jewish. So that does raise the question: if Dave Chappelle were Jewish, would his monologue been considered acceptable?
I don't think so. I don't know. Like I said, there's a handful of things in that monologue that were really problematic. That I think if you excised them, it would have been better. Jewish comedians get in trouble all the time for things that they say about the Jewish community, or so I don't know that it would have changed so much. But I do think perhaps it would have given people more of a sense of the benefit of the doubt. The thing that I left watching that was, you know, what was his intent here? And does he really have a problem with Jews? Is he hostile? You know, and I think if Dave Chappelle has an opportunity to clarify potentially what his intent was with that, you know, and we'll see what he does.
All right. Thank you so much. Nate Miller, a communication strategist, crisis PR expert and founder and CEO of the PR firm Miller INK. And that is really something that does depend on subjectivity, because it depends on who the audience is and how they respond and what they think about what Dave Chappelle said. And in a way, maybe that's the intent of his kind of comedy, is to make people think about their own responses to it.
Well, or of course, the other way of looking at it, Rob, is that are there certain things, even in comedy, that shouldn't rely on subjectivity, your word? Are there some things, that some lines that shouldn't be crossed regardless of who's delivering it and what the audience, or who the audience is? I don't know.
It's art and culture, and there is never a clear line to be drawn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.